What do you want people to think of you when they think about you later? What do you want them to remember?
A very honest person. That's down to earth and, you know, understandable, and that puts his heart into anything that he puts his mind to. You know, somebody that's real determined, you know, and determined to succeed in life. That's what I want people to remember about me.
With the 27th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver, Clemson.
So here's your wide receiver. It's DeAndre Hopkins out of Clemson, Irv.
This is a big guy that can make plays.
They got one of the best players in this draft, DeAndre Hopkins, or Nuke.
It's caught. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes, touchdown. The Texans win it. Shab to Hopkins for the winning TD in overtime.
Hopkins, oh my goodness. Did he catch that? Did he catch that? That's the touchdown catch of the year, if that's good.
I just want to say this to you. Right now, you're the best in the game.
I know. The dude right there said, hey, man, I was going to tell you, you're the best receiver in the game. I said, I know.
Left side of the end zone, and Hopkins has it for the touchdown. Rock and roll. The Texans retake the lead.
I'm trying to make some miraculous happen.
One of the most competitive guys I've ever been around. I mean, he is going to claw your eyeballs out to get the ball.
Man, don't touch me. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with ass man, dog?
I just finished it. I don't start nothing.
He runs better than people think, and he's just so crafty, understands how to set routes up, understands the, you know, influence and how to get open, and he's an area code receiver. And all he's got to do is touch it.
Throws to Hopkins, right side, winding it to the inside, has the 35, the 40. Hopkins across the 50. Hopkins is all alone. Nobody in front of him. 20, 10, 5, rock and roll. Touchdown. Sideline hits Hopkins along the sideline. Did he get the feet down? Yes, another beautiful, masterful catch along the sideline by DeAndre Hopkins.
The thing that's incredible to me about him is, in addition to his competitiveness and all the things he brings to our team, is his ability to toe tap the sideline and get both feet down. He's got such great length, great hands. You just have to put it in his vicinity, and he has a way of getting both feet in. That's a huge, huge, really big trait of his that helps us out a lot.
Jerome, you didn't invite me to your wedding. I'm mad at you. How you not invite me to your wedding?
I think the memory that stands out most to me about DeAndre was the Baltimore game on Monday night, because Baltimore had grabbed him and just completely ripped his jersey. I mean, it was completely gone from all up under his armpit all the way down his side. And he would just look at the ref like, well, you know, look what they're doing to me. And yet he still was making catches against that secondary and kept the Texans, honestly, in that game on Monday night against Baltimore.
The one catch is the one in the Giants game that was called back because we weren't aligned correctly our first year here. That was unbelievable. You know, the picture that's around somewhere. Every time I see that picture, I tell him, you know, that play didn't count, right? It was called back. But no, he does things. It was just like very similar to when I was coaching Randy Moss. They do some things in practice, you know, that you just can't believe.
He's phenomenal. Whether it's catch it short and run it long like he did against Seattle, or whether it's down the field beating Patrick Peterson, beating Jalen Ramsey, he beat the best corners in the league one-on-one this year. And that's something that not a lot of wide receivers, not many, if any, can say that. They beat those guys one-on-one in single coverage this year. DeAndre Hopkins did many times.
I can't tell you how many times that, you know, plays that you think never going to be made, and he's one-handed or he's diving. He just makes it look easy. But a part of it, so he's got great skills and great hands, but it's his will to be great. It's his will to go get the ball. It's his will to make the block. Those are the things that are hard to coach. He just has this internal drive that makes him special, you know, and because there's a lot of good receivers, but he's got that stuff inside that drives him and helps him, you know, be the best he can be. I'm so proud of him. Thank you.